As many have pointed out, Paulson and the rest of the government are in uncharted territory as they try to stabilize the economy, and there can be unintended consequences. Two emergency measures put in place last week had to be adjusted soon after they were issued. One of the measures threatened to create a crisis of its own. NPR's David Kestenbaum explains.
Last Friday, the Treasury Department made an announcement that on any other day would have been huge news. At the time, there was fear that people might panic and yank their money out of money market funds. So the Treasury Department said, wait, wait, it's okay. We will offer government insurance for those funds. Sounds like it makes sense, but it did not to Wayne Abernathy at the American Bankers Association.
My initial thought was I wasn't hearing correctly.
The American Bankers Association represents commercial banks, and for them, this looked very dangerous. If the government insured money market funds, people and institutions, pension funds, might pull their money out of banks and put the cash into money markets, which, after all, paid higher interest rates and now would be just as safe.
It is a breathtaking step to instantaneously provide insurance for $2 trillion worth of investments.
He says the Treasury Department was trying to prevent one crisis, but it looked poised to create another. If people pulled their money out of banks, Abernathy says, then the banks wouldn't have that money to lend out.
You got a small businessman, he comes in and says, I need a loan, I want to expand my business. The bank said, I'd love to lend it to you, but I don't have the deposits to do it now.
The ABA quickly wrote a letter to the Treasury Department.
And we got that letter to them, I think, within about an hour of the appearance of the announcement.
They got a call back from the Assistant Secretary, David Nason, who said, come over and talk to me. They did. Abernathy argued that something had to be done quickly. Otherwise, when the markets opened on Monday, billions of dollars could move out of banks and into money market accounts. The Treasury Department was swayed. On Sunday, it issued a statement saying that the government guarantee would only cover money that was already in a money market fund. So don't move your money. It won't be covered. Abernathy says the episode was a reminder that even with some of the smartest minds at the Treasury Department, it can be hard to see all the implications.
The financial system in the United States is very complex, and you can't poke at one part of the balloon without pushing something out another side of it.
A second emergency stability measure also drew criticism. This one had to do with a temporary ban on short selling of hundreds of financial stocks. Short selling is a way of betting that a stock will go down. The Securities and Exchange Commission worried short sellers were actively pushing stock prices down. It was concerned that without a ban, short sellers would drive investment banks and other institutions out of business. James Angel is a professor of finance at Georgetown University. He says that's a legitimate concern in a crisis, but he says there will also be unintended side effects.
As a matter of fact, I personally believe there was not enough short selling in Lehman Brothers. You know, a couple weeks ago, I thought, aha, the worst is over. I think they're going to make it. You know, and I actually bought some.
You did? You bought Lehman stock?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Why, thank you. And if there had been more short sellers, if they'd managed to bring the stock down to its true value sooner, I would not have made that mistake.
The SEC has had to amend its ban on short selling to make it clear which activities are allowed and which aren't. The fixed version was sent out in the darkness at 12:30 a.m. Monday before the markets opened. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.